Kentucky?
Yeah.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Nairobi to Rotterdam, Albuquerque, Milan, to Montgomery, Alabama, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are the Tastemakers, and a happy Tuesday to y'all.
Wow, some great cities you mentioned.
And you know, Mark, I ended it by saying Montgomery, Alabama. You know why I said Montgomery, Alabama,
right?
We're
off in a few weeks to judge Miss Alabama, USA, Miss Teen Alabama, USA.
That is correct.
Right?
Never been to Alabama, never been that far. Well, I was going to say that far to the south, but been to Florida, so that's in the same area.
Glad to do it.
In any event, Montgomery, Alabama, we will be there in 2 weeks.
Wow.
To judge the Miss Alabama USA pageant. Very excited about that.
And, great.
Looking forward to it. But here we are, Mark.
Gorgeous,
and another,
gorgeous day in Shangri-La. We ought to retitle the show, Another Day in Shangri-La.
Another Day in Shangri-La. A couple minutes for the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers. Yeah, another good one today. Heating up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Crazy weather. Today's supposed to be almost picture perfect. I think a high of 78.
They
cool
call
temps.
It Chamber of Commerce Day.
Yeah.
And 75, then, sunny, blue skies. The
and
blue.
Then 90 tomorrow, and then 66 in rain on Saturday.
Which is a drag because we host the 35th annual Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita this year. We won't be here, but that's a great event. It's a great promotion for the city of Arcadia, Southern California, Los Angeles. And it's the richest horse race in the history of mankind.
Really?
Yep, the Breeders' Cup is where the big, big, big bucks are made.
So bigger than all the Triple Crown.
Oh, yeah, because Triple Crown, the winner, I believe, gets $1 million. The winning horse is $1 million or $1.2 million. This one's like $3.5 million for the winning horse at the Breeders' Cup. So it's a big event. It's a huge event. But the weird thing about it is here we are in Hollywood and it's Southern California. You'd think that there would be bigger stars that attend this thing. We just got an update about the stars that had gone the last couple of years on the red carpet. You take Bo Derek, you put Bo Derek in there, and what's the guy's name from the Scream movie, Arquette?
David Arquette.
They're the only two biggest names that go to this.
And Bo Derek is 30 years removed since her last big hit.
Right.
Only hit.
So that's what I'm saying.
But you are right.
You think that red carpet would be filled with Hollywood? It would be a who's who.
We attended last year. I guess there was a red carpet. Oh, that's right. We didn't walk the red carpet.
We really.
Did we get there late?
No, we just didn't plan to do it. We were going more or less as not celebrities, but as press for the event, for the Tastemakers. That was our original our plan for last year. So, but it was a great day last year. It was a great race. We met.
Hold on a second, Mark. Before we get too much into what's going on today, we start the show with our birthdays. We just celebrated one over the past weekend, and we will.
Yeah, we did. We did get that over the weekend, which was great.
We'll share our weekend with you momentarily. First, we got some birthday wishes for people with candles on their cakes today.
Let's start off with our birthday wishes. We're only a couple of days short, but let's get our wishes out there for ourselves anyhow.
Happy birthday to the Harris Brothers. We had a fantastic day we spent together. We started at the Beverly Hills Hotel for breakfast at the
coffee
shop.
Well, this was the day before.
Correct.
And then the other
day
our
birthdays were on Saturday. We spent them with the family. Friday, the two of us spent our day together, and it was a wonderful one.
It was great. Like you mentioned, we had breakfast at the Beverly Hills Hotel, which we weren't at the Polo Lounge. We'll be there a week from today. We were in the coffee shop downstairs on the below level of
the
Beverly Hills Hotel.
And it's actually called the coffee shop.
It's called the coffee shop. It's counter service only. And they have got to have the best Eggs Benedict anywhere there. I mean, are you in agreement with me?
Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
The service was appalling, to tell you the truth, though, for Beverly Hills Hotel. The service was appalling, and which was unfortunate, but the Eggs Benedict was fantastic. The meal was fantastic.
You know, Mark, it's funny when you say the service because it was counter service only. I think there's 12 seats at the counter. You're literally 3 feet from the grill, which is about 3 feet by 3 feet. So like I said, and it was even to capacity, so the service was dreadful. But
yeah.
But you said the best Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, it was great.
Good coffee too. It's yeah. $4.50 a cup, yeah. But which is expensive for coffee. But like you said, that's how much you pay for a large Starbucks specialty mm-hmm. drink.
Yeah.
Right?
So, and here you are at the Beverly Hills Hotel. At any given moment, you could have Mariah Carey, Taylor Swift, George Hamilton coming in and sit right next to you. So it's a great place to intermingle and have a taste of old Hollywood. The Beverly Hills Hotel has been there since 1914, so they just celebrated their 100th anniversary, which is a great place. And then after there, we did smoke our Cohiba cigar, which was we received a week earlier, I guess, at the luxury
Technology,
tech show
yeah.
at the Peterson Auto Museum. So we smoked this fantastic Cohiba cigar, and then it was followed up by a great shoe shine at the John Allen's Spa inside Saks Fifth Avenue on Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills, which I got the best shine on my – I mean, it would definitely call it a spit polish shine, which was fantastic. And, I mean, my shoes are still shining from that that shine a week ago.
It was a great shine.
Yeah. And so then after that, we went to our friends at Hammer & Nails on Melrose Avenue in West Hollywood, where we had our nails done. I believe that was the first time you've had your nails.
That was. I've always been kind of, I guess, never really
into manicure, I should yeah. say, for the people that are listening.
It's never really thought it was such
and
a...
And how did you enjoy it?
I got to say, it was wonderful. Not only was it a cool place, Hammer & Nails, so it was a very cool man cave type place. These great thick leather chairs, TVs at every little station, headsets for listening if you want to listen to some music, complimentary drinks.
And I'm not how
just,
about that?
I'm not just talking about water or soda or a beer. They actually had McCallum 12. They didn't have McCallum 15, which I love. They had McCallum 12, which was complimentary. So, and in addition to the manicure, the cool atmosphere, the McCallum, and the manicure, we also, the package that we got, we had the hot oil
massage,
and which was wonderful, and a hot steam towel. So big shout out to Hammer & Nails. Thanks for allowing us to come by. And
then after Hammer & Nails, we went to the world famous historic Chateau Marmont,
which is
on the Sunset Strip.
Fixture in the Sunset Strip since the early 20s, I believe, and just fantastic. Very old Hollywood, which I love, including the bathroom. You go in the bathroom, and it hasn't been updated at all, which is cool. I dig it because it looks like it's...
authentic.
Yeah, very authentic. And yeah, we just lounged there in the lounge area, and we were drinking...
had a couple of vodka tonics.
Vodka tonics. The restaurant was completely buzzing. Very, very Hollywood. A lot of people conducting business, deals being made, and just, the place to see and be seen. So an overall wonderful birthday celebration for the two of us. And the weather was perfect, too, huh? When we were at the Beverly Hills Hotel, it was not a cloud in the sky. And I got to say, I think it was about 77, 78 degrees.
Oh, it was beautiful.
So birthday celebrations of the Harris Brothers were fantastic. We won't give the age. However, I think it was on Facebook, but we'll not mention that. But anyhow, back to the birthdays today.
Yes.
People celebrating their special day. Gabrielle Union, 41, the new Mrs.
Dwayne Wade. We met her a few years ago.
We did, at the Derby, I believe,
yes.
Right? Yes. 41 today. Today. Winona Ryder.
So she would be older than Dwayne Wade then, I guess, right?
Yeah, because he's about 35
right.
or 36.
Yeah.
So older woman. Okay, get in there, Dwayne. Winona Ryder, 42 today. NFL football player for the Cincinnati Bengals, Andy Dalton recently signed a $117 million contract.
How much?
$117 million. He's 26 today. Playing for just an okay team. The way these teams just throw this money around.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I'm absolutely blown away. I mean, last time the Cincinnati Bengals were in the Super Bowl was 30 years ago. They were in the playoffs, I think, a couple years ago. Not even close to getting to the Super Bowl. $117 million? You know, the... world champion Seattle Seahawks, what's their quarterback's
Simmons?
Name? Russell
Westbrook?
It's not Russell. No, he plays for the Oklahoma Thunder. Russell, anyhow, in any event, he's only been playing 2 years. He's got a Super Bowl ring already. Adrian Peterson with the Minnesota Vikings is getting paid more per game than Russell, Super Bowl champion, is getting paid for the entire season. Is that amazing?
Well, yeah.
But that being said, He's going to next year. He's going to sign probably a $130 million contract after only playing in the NFL for 2 to 3 years.
There you go.
Market value, I guess.
Yeah.
But $400,000 a season now to all of a sudden next year he's going to be getting paid $25 million a year.
Wow.
That's other birthday wishes. Yep. So yeah, Ben Foster, 33 today. You
Ben
probably don't
Foster,
know who he is.
No.
He was in Lone Survivor.
Oh, okay.
Kate Jackson. Charlie's
Kate Jackson,
Angels.
Wow, which I watch occasionally on the New Family Network.
Fantastic. You don't hear her name very often. In fact, you don't hear her name
at all. Yeah. At least, you know, Jacqueline Smith, she's got that line at Kmart. You hear about her all the time. Cheryl Ladd apparently appears occasionally in stuff.
She was on the show Vegas a couple years ago. Yeah.
Shelley Hack, you don't hear about her either, but she was the last.
She was the last one.
Farrah
Fawcett has since passed on.
Right.
But Kate Jackson, 65 today.
Huh, 65.
Richard Dreyfuss. Matt Hooper from Jaws, a graduate from Beverly Hills High School. Matt Hooper. Richard Dreyfuss is?
70.
66 today.
Yeah, I was close.
66 today. Beth Chapman.
Never heard of her.
Yes, you have. The wife of Dog, the bounty hunter.
Hmm.
46 today. You never watch Dog?
No.
Boy, how about that, huh?
How old is Dog? He looks like he's 66.
Yeah, no, he's had some hard times, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And rounding out the birthday wishes today is Major League Baseball pitcher R.A. Dickey, 37 today. What was that I just heard?
Eric Rice. Russell Wilson is the quarterback's name.
Hey, Eric.
Thanks, buddy.
Big shout out to our buddy
Russell
Eric.
Russell Wilson.
Big Bad Rice, who is currently living in
the beautiful state of Tennessee.
Yeah, in Elizabethton, Tennessee. And always happy to hear a shout out from Big E. Eric, yeah, isn't it something? I don't know if the age is kicking in, but I just couldn't think of his name. But Russell Wilson, who started his college career at North Carolina State. And
Seahawk, that loudmouth guy that made the big
deal.
Yeah,
I don't know. Eric, kick in.
Yeah, the guy with
Richard,
the,
I think
the,
Richard.
He's on the Campbell's Soup commercial.
Richard
now.
Something.
Okay, loud I'm surprised mouth. You don't know that.
Yeah, it's Richard. Gosh, Eric, send the text. But let's see, what time is it back? It's 2 o'clock. He must be on his lunch break.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he might be on his way home by now. He starts
two
his day.
Early shift, right?
Go Cyclones. And Eric is a big high school football
go
fan.
Go Titans.
But no, he follows the Cyclones.
Sorry about the Raiders, buddy. Sorry about
geez.
What, 0-8 or 0-7?
No kidding. Could they go? Has any team ever gone 0-16? I think the Miami Dolphins did once.
Wow.
So the Raiders, sorry, Eric.
I'd say fire the coach, but they just did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
They've had, I think, 10 coaches in 9 years.
Yeah.
Again, Eric, sorry. Hey, but when the Raiders were here in L.A.
Marshall Lynch.
Marshall Lynch? No, he's the running back. He's the running back, Eric.
I'm talking about the guy, the big black guy who
has the defensive player.
Who had that big Richard
It's Richard something, yeah. Marshawn Lynch,
he had that big argument at the Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah.
And then he made all the news the next couple of days.
Richard something. He went to Stanford. Eric, kick it in, buddy. Kick it in.
Okay.
Right on.
All right,
okay,
good deal.
So that's it for the birthday wishes, and great one for us.
Yeah.
Great one for us, and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go.
Another candle on the cake.
How about the World Series, Mark? Ending today.
And
What is said, you know, speaking of Eric, who just chimed in with us, 26 years ago, Eric joined the Harris Brothers when we were at the L.A. Dodgers' last World Series in 1988. We thought we were going to make it back there last year, and we thought,
for sure
this year.
Yeah.
What a damn shame. And not only do we lose, it looks like our arch nemesis, the San Francisco Giants, might clinch it potentially today. Now, that ain't a kick in the face.
You know, they always sneak in the back door at the end of the series.
I mean, if they
the
win
season.
Today, that's 3 times in the last 5 years.
Well, yeah, that's crazy. That'd be a record,
and
right? Other than the Yankees, probably nobody else has done something like that, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a kick in the face.
Yep.
There he goes. It's Richard.
I don't know.
Oh, that's not a text from Eric?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is business. I'm conducting business.
I always got to conduct business. But anyhow, I'm going to have a hard time watching the World Series today. The NBA starts tonight, finally.
Yeah.
Usually, I think it's a couple days early. Usually it's not till like the 30th or the 31st or November 1st.
Huh.
So I think it's a couple days early. Favorite to win it all in June is the Cleveland Cavaliers with the new Big Three. Oh, there we go.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Owen. Eric just got another text from Eric. Knock, knock. Who's there? Owen. Oh, it's
Owen.
No, I was going to say Owen.
It's Richard something.
Owen 7. No,
0-7. Oh, the Raiders are 0-7.
0-7. Oh, Eric, he's just being a smart aleck about the Raiders.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eric. You're a real, Sammy Kahn or Milton Berle out there. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Eric. We need the defensive player on the Seahawks, please. But anyhow, where were? Oh, the World Series. Yeah.
Yeah.
But NBA tonight. NBA is starting tonight. And why? By the way, your team, the Clippers. Blake Griffin was on Conan last night. Did you happen to catch him out?
No.
Yeah.
What was he just pitching the?
Yeah, he had nothing to pitch other than the season coming up. But he's good on those commercials.
Yeah, he really is good in the commercials.
But he had nothing to say. In fact, all he was talking about was the majority of the time he was on there was talking about Donald Sterling's annual white party at his home in Malibu that he always goes to.
Wow.
And Donald Sterling would be the only one wearing black.
That's just his MO. Yeah. He's always, like Orson Welles. And,
so I guess he copied the white party from Diddy. Diddy's notorious for his Labor Day white party, so I guess Donald Sterling has one too.
Yeah.
I guess he's enough to do.
Yeah.
But
interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, so looking forward to the NBA season.
Yeah, but I got a good lineup tonight already. I've got 5 o'clock, I'm watching the World Series. 7 o'clock, I'm watching The Prophet. 8 o'clock, I've got that new Fright Night show that's on with all the Halloween decorations.
Oh, what channel's that on?
That's ABC. It's kind of like that Christmas decoration show they had last season, which was fantastic. The same guys are doing it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that Michael Maloney guy that used to
do that. On tonight?
I don't know, but it is on tonight. Then at 9 o'clock is the Richard E. Grant about the hotels.
What time
hotels.
Is that on?
That's at 9 o'clock on PBS. Then 10 o'clock I got Forever. So I got my whole lineup from 5 o'clock on tonight. So
that sounds like a good lineup.
It is a good lineup.
The Prophet. Where's the Prophet? Because he was on KTLA.
Yeah.
We welcome back Crumbs Cupcakes back to Southern California.
Right.
By the way, I like the Prophet guy. I forgot what his name is.
It's an odd last name.
But Limon or something like that. But he said that Crumbs is the first cupcake he's ever had. Come on.
Here in Beverly Hills. Yeah. When that would have just been years ago.
Yeah, when he was a kid.
Sherman. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
I did say it was Richard something.
Yeah. But yeah, there's no way I think he meant first cupcake at like a cupcake place.
All right.
That's what I guess.
But he's got $8 million of his own money involved in this cupcake thing.
But the thing I don't understand is Crumbs, I loved Crumbs better than the rest
really,
of
really
them.
Quick, though, Mark. Who's he, what's he doing tonight?
It might be, I looked at it this morning. Nothing fabulous.
It should be a good one, though, because he says it doesn't work or the people were unhelpful.
No, he was talking
something.
About something else. Another one that didn't work. Tonight's is fine.
Well, because he said tonight's on tonight's
know.
Show.
Yeah. I don't know what the name of it was.
But Crumbs is the best.
I like Crumbs the best.
Better than Sprinkles. Sorry, Sprinkles.
A couple of reasons. One, the cupcake was bigger and it looked flashier.
Yeah.
Okay, there was more bang to the cupcake.
Yeah.
One. Two, I loved the name of the place and I loved their setup. It had that old clown on there.
Yeah.
And it just had like an old New York type look to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I liked about it. And he never really explained why it failed.
Yeah.
They asked him a couple times today and he just said, you have to have more than just cupcakes at a cupcake place.
And I think he might have a little too much now. He's got the bagel dogs or something. He's got the thing that's like the cronut, but it's not a cronut.
It's a pretzel.
It's a pretzel in a donut.
Right.
Okay. And a couple other things.
That
and
cupcake in a jar, I've seen that someplace
we
else
got that
before.
Out by Yes, I Bake You Happy.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hope they weren't pitching
I don't know.
Like
when I go to the Kentucky Fried Chicken, I want chicken. When I go to McDonald's, I want McDonald's or burger. When I go to a cupcake place, I want a cupcake. I'm not going there to get a bagel. I'm going to Einstein's to get a bagel or Noah's, but I'm not going to get a bagel at Crumbs.
Yeah. It's nice that they offer it, but at the same time, it's almost a waste of time because like you said, if you're coming in there, you're coming in there for one reason.
And to be honest with you, that's not the reason to fail. That's impossible. They couldn't have failed because of that. They had a great selection of cupcakes. They had a great looking so something happened that we don't know about, and he's not sharing that with us, and I think that's a crock. But I'm glad they're back.
I mean, what could have happened? Because they were competitively priced, and they were better than most.
There were some shenanigans going. I don't know if there might have been some money laundering, some drug connections.
Like the Elfin Bar.
Mob connection. There's something. But it didn't fail because they weren't up with the times. That's not a thing. Unfortunately, that they chose to open their new first one back at Larchmont Village, which is kind of like, at least Beverly Hills. We go to Beverly Hills. A lot of people go to Beverly Hills. The Americana in Glendale was perfect.
Well,
downtown
Larchmont
LA.
Larchmont is very cool, hip, and trendy these days.
I know that, but it's like in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a tough location.
I'm sure there's good reasons behind it. Maybe that was the store that originally had
the first one?
Either the first one or did the most business in Southern Cal. We had one in Glendale that closed. Sprinkles is there now. The one in Beverly Hills, which blows me away how that one worked because it works for Sprinkles.
Yep.
Unless Beverly Hills is a Sprinkles.
That's what I'm saying, Matt. I think there was more to it than meets the eye. You don't have a great cupcake place down the street from another great cupcake place in Beverly Hills and you're going to completely collapse.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, There's more to it than meets the eye. Just like the same thing that I've been saying for years, there's more to it than meets the eye that Los Angeles does not have a pro football team.
Isn't that something?
There's
we went from having two to none.
Something's up.
And we're the second largest market. I mean, I do not understand it.
Something's up.
Yeah.
Just like the collapse of
crumbs?
Yeah. There's more to it than...
More to it than that. Hey, Mark, I want to give a big shout-out to one of our brands. You know, we're going to Maryland this Thursday for the Miss Maryland USA pageant, Bethesda, Maryland. We will be judging the Miss Maryland USA pageant. By the way, we love judging. It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. They're beautiful women. Love the swimsuit competition. But in any event, a new brand that just came on the other day, it's called Huggers, H-U-G-R-Z.
Yeah, great, Huggers. Great presentation, yeah. Great product.
They're boot wraps. Style your boots. I love that slogan. Style your boots. Huggers developed and created by Deb Miller. It's a boot wrap and accessory, again, created by Deb Miller. Huggers, the most versatile boot accessory on the market today. They can be worn as full boot covers, boot cuffs, or boot socks. So get out
there. Wow, sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great addition to the already great gift bag.
Fantastic. And Deb Miller says accessories are critical, and make a product different than anything else on the market. Currently being worn by a lot of celebrities, Mark. And this is part of what we do.
Who
and
they
what
got?
Our goal
Who they
is.
Got?
Celebritizing your brand. Currently, and this is only a partial list. I didn't write them all down. Kelly Clarkson, the original first winner from American Idol. Drew Barrymore. Michelle Pfeiffer. Carrie Underwood, another American Idol winner, and Taylor Swift plus more. Taylor Swift is huge. So to have a stable of a celebrity clientele like this wearing your product is huge. So as of this weekend, Mark, all the contestants from Miss Maryland USA are going to be wearing Huggers.
Wow.
The boot wraps. Style your boots, says Deb Miller. Deb, thanks again. And she is located in Maryland, so I'm not sure if she's attending the event, if we're going to see her or what have you. If we do, fantastic. If not, Deb, thank you so much. And hopefully we'll see you in Miss New York as well, and possibly some of our other events. So big shout-out to her. And I want to give a big shout-out to a company that we are partnering with to get a line of ties out for us, if you can believe that.
Right. Fantastic, right?
Fantastic. It is Christopher's. Where's
the website?
No, where's my paperwork? Anyhow. Looking for the paperwork as we speak. Handsome and Lace. Check out handsomeandlace.ca. That's right. They are a Canadian company, our friends to the north. We go up to Canada about three times a year and absolutely love it. But they are located in Toronto, one of our favorite cities.
One of the favorite cities. It's one of my favorite cities anywhere.
Yeah, Handsome and Lace, based in Toronto, created to set men and women apart from the rest of the world. So it's a fantastic line. Go to their website, handsomeandlace.ca. Fantastic variety, small company, and we're starting a partnership with them.
Looking forward to seeing my new tie.
Looking forward to seeing some of the ties and seeing our picture on the website, and looking forward to a wonderful partnership with Kiara.
Great.
Forward to it. So
fantastic.
Handsome and Lace, welcome on board. Thanks for being a part. And Huggers. Do you have any shout-outs, Mark? Yeah, Huggers. I know.
No shout-outs today.
No shout-outs. I know we had a lot of people that recently came on board to be involved with our upcoming events, but
paperwork did not get to us in time. Therefore, the promos do not get on the air.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, with the NBA season start tonight and the World Series game 6 tonight, I got to ask, did you see Monday Night Football last night?
Yeah,
or have you seen it? It was a fantastic game, but have you seen the starting this season?
Yeah, I did see it. It was great.
Yeah. They went from, you know, having for 35 years Hank Aaron. Hank Williams, you know, doing the singing for
Hank Williams. He didn't do it for 30 years.
Or 20
years. He wasn't doing it during the Howard Cosell period. He only started in like 1993 or something.
Okay, 20 years.
Okay.
And then the last 2 years they went with Carrie Underwood. Now, yeah. I love how they have the collage from the whole 45 years.
Neat. Hey, let me ask you a quick question, though. In last night's game, for instance, and I guess I got confused in it. The game went to end of regulation, so they went to overtime. And I thought I heard the ref say, First team that scores wins the game. That's not the way it goes?
If you score a touchdown.
Oh, a touchdown. Yeah. So field goal doesn't make any difference. I see. Yeah. So, okay, great. I get you. Because I turned off the commercial to another channel. I came back, and the Redskins had a field goal. Yeah. And I'm thinking, why are they still playing?
Like 2 weeks ago, Denver and Peyton Manning went into overtime. Peyton didn't even get a chance to touch the ball because their opposition scored a touchdown. So he didn't get it, which is kind of quirky.
Well, and I get that. But the referee made a mistake when he said that, because he said, after he flipped the coin, first team that scores wins. That's what he said. He didn't say first team that scores a field goal wins. He said first team that scores wins. Hmm. I was listening to that very carefully because I think they've changed it over the last
couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I heard him say that, and I thought, okay, that's what I thought. And then we went back, and it was 3 up at the Redskins, and they were still playing. And I thought, that's weird. He didn't say that.
Hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Very
Anyhow.
Weird. Yeah, so that's how it goes. You know, and that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be if the other team scores a touchdown, that's it, because the opposition.
Everybody's got to have a turn.
You got to have a chance.
Yeah, you got to have a possession.
I mean, you flip the coin, you lose, and you lose.
You lost because of a flip of a coin.
So they say if somebody scores a touchdown, and then if you go back and score a touchdown, then what? You tie again. So then what do you do?
Then you keep going.
Then you keep going.
That's got to be the way it is.
Like with college or something. But
that's got to be the way it is.
Yes.
But everybody needs a possession.
Yeah. They had their chance last night. They didn't win. They didn't get it. But big shout-out to Colt McCoy. I liked him when he was at Texas.
That's a really stage name. It's Colt McCoy, you know. And the guy grew up and raised in Dallas. He always wanted to play for the Cowboys.
Well, a small town, population 725 people is where he came from, Colt McCoy. He went to the University of Texas, but small town. And his brother also played for Texas, had a name similar to Colt. It was like Gage. It was Gage McCoy. Yeah, Gage.
Yeah, names. I mean, they're perfect stage names.
Well, they're football names.
Yeah, but when I see stage name, that's what I mean. You know, it sounds like a made-up name for
Colt?
TV. Colt? Of course. Nobody's named Colt.
Well, you are if you're a football player in Texas.
Name me yet another Colt. No. Other than 45.
That was Rich. What's his name? In Fall Guy, Lee Majors, his name was Colt. What was his name in the...
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, a stage name.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you. I mean, Colt's not a big name, but I don't know if it's a stage name.
A guy's named Colt McCoy, that's something you'd see in a Western or a sport guy, Colt McCoy.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about the name Jet?
Yeah, Jet Rink. You know, Jet's a good name. Again,
John Travolta's son's name is Jet.
Yeah, another stage name. Jet.
Cool name.
Yeah, it is.
What's George Hamilton doing? You mentioned him earlier today really quickly for something. What's up with him, and how old is he?
75. And, you know, funny thing about that is, you know, he's 75. His ex-wife, Alana, she's 70. Now, she does not look like a 70-year-old blonde. I don't know if you've seen a picture of her lately.
I have not.
Yeah. But, no, he's out there pitching. He's got that elixir drink that you put the – it's like a energy – no, what's that drink? E-Boost. It's kind of like E-Boost, but it's got more vitamins in there.
Because I know he was known for making his own drink with cayenne pepper in the water. He was known for getting a bottle of Evian, putting cayenne pepper in there, and a couple other things. So then,
that's just his own personal drink.
Right.
But now he's promoting this thing. It's like an E-Boost, except it's got minerals.
Did you pitch him for our
– Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not a response?
No. No, it's got minerals, vitamins, and it's supposed to help you stay healthy and fit. He's also on the board of the medical board of the University of Miami to assist in any type of melanoma issues and questions and comments.
Where does he live?
He's in New York, L.A., and Palm Beach, Florida.
Palm Beach, huh?
Yeah, Palm Beach.
So we'll be there next month. Let's look him up.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Was he on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, he was. He went to the fourth round, and then after the fourth round, he got eliminated because he...
How'd he do? I know he got eliminated, but how'd he look?
Not that good. Not as good as you would think he would do, but...
Who got eliminated last night, by the way?
Yeah, which blows me away. You know, the race car driver, Michael What's-His-Face, is still on.
Yeah.
Okay, he's been bad since the start.
Yeah.
Tommy Chong, you know, he's doing okay for being a guy that's 75.
Yeah.
But... Again, last night he didn't do good. But the guy who won, and the judges have not liked this guy from the start, Antonio Sabato Jr., who has done good, in my opinion, the whole time. He should never have been in the bottom grouping.
He got eliminated?
He got eliminated last night.
Wow.
Over Tommy Chong, over Michael, NASCAR driver, which is absolutely...
I don't watch the show, but I figured that...
It's been a great season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this Michael guy, he continues on.
Who's going to win, the Duck Dynasty girl?
No, the black guy from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. What about the YouTube sensation?
She did good last night. Yeah. Mona.
Didn't you say Beth that she was Mona. Just in Australia for an appearance?
Yep.
And she's got a new line of clothes at American Eagle.
Oh, she's a brand. Yeah, she's a brand now, which is fantastic.
Wow, good for her.
But it was a good show last night. You know, Len came back. He's been gone for 3 weeks, and he came back last night, which was good.
Where
and,
was he?
In London. He decided to take some time off because he was flying back and forth every week.
Yeah.
So it just got too much for the old guy. So he took the time off.
And, how'd the Duck Dynasty girl do?
Great. She's not only great, she's a cutie boy. She is a cute.
She got
looking.
A chance?
I would think so. I would think so. But she's.
Finals?
Last week they were at the. Last over the weekend they were in. Where in Louisiana they were filming Duck Dynasty, so they had to go there and practice while they're in Louisiana during the filming of Duck Dynasty.
That would explain. Well, that wouldn't explain. But Saturday morning with my Saturday morning ESPN football show with Leo Corso, they're always at game day, and they were at LSU the other day. And who were the celebrity guests?
Oh, Duck Dynasty.
Two of the Duck Dynasty. Yeah, the main commander guy. What is his name?
I never watched
his brother Jace.
Wow.
Jace. So they were both on the show. Boy, you go anywhere. Recently at Walmart, they had a whole aisle. Well, $400 million worth of merchandising on an annual basis. But I was at an aisle in Walmart. Whole aisle. Everything.
Oh, a whole aisle of Duck Dynasty stuff?
Four books, posters, greeting cards, clothing, hats, wine.
Wow.
Well, not two aisles. I mean,
and
when
they
I
got
say,
their Christmas CD.
Yeah, when I say a whole aisle, I mean not three rows deep, just one aisle, but and a half. I wasn't on both sides, but I was blown away. So they got that great partnership with Walmart. I'm going to tell you, Mark, what I tell you all the time, and I tell everybody all the time. Get it?
Yeah.
If you can get it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean,
a lot of people are complaining about Kobe Bryant not getting paid $30 million this
season. You say they're complaining because he's getting paid
$30 million? Yeah. He didn't lobby to get that. The Lakers came to him and they offered it to him.
It's not his fault.
Right. So that's what I say.
Yeah. It's that dumbbell Jerry Buss's son is the one that's behind that thing.
So,
he's causing that thing to go into financial ruin.
Yeah. So, I mean, was he supposed to say, no, give me 15?
Yeah.
I mean, if you get it, get it. Yeah. So if they offered it to him, like I said, he didn't lobby to get it. He didn't say, this is what I need. They offered it to him because they wanted him to stay. So they're the demise, not Kobe. So Kobe, the tastemakers are on your side. And Eric out there, who does he root for in Tennessee? Is there Memphis? Yeah, Eric's probably a big Memphis Grizzlies fan. So
he's still sticking with the Lakers, probably.
I give him a hard time because he probably roots for the Atlanta Braves as opposed to the Dodgers. He probably roots for...
what do you mean? He's a big Dodger fan. He's not rooting for the Braves.
I'm just giving him a hard time, Mark, because he's out in the Brave territory. Mm. He's out there in university. He's a volunteer and all that. But anyhow, Eric is a transplanted...
Los Angelino to Tennessee.
Tennessee. Eric, I'm not sure if it's starting to snow out there yet or getting real cold, but... 90 here tomorrow, buddy. Mm. 90 here tomorrow.
And we might have rain on Saturday.
Might have rain on Saturday.
The Breeders' Cup, which is
How's the weather going to be for us, Mark, in Bethesda this weekend?
Cold on Saturday, 50 for a high, and rain all day.
What's the low?
35.
Holy
so we're going to have to bring blankets and stimulants to get us through the weekend.
I got the stimulants I already gave to you today to pack away, and I got a couple new scarves to be bringing as well.
Wow.
But rain.
Boy. Lakers, 24-7, buddy. 24-7. Eric Rice.
Right on, Eric. I know it, man. I know it. You'll be watching them against Houston tonight. I think it's a TNT game. But, right on, Eric. Big, bad Rice.
Yep.
All right.
Should be a couple good games. Couple good games tonight.
Clippers, I think. They're on Friday market on TNT, the 7:30 game. So we'll catch that 10:30 in Maryland.
Dang.
So that's good to know.
Yep.
When we come in at 10:30, the game comes on. It's kind of good if you're traveling to the East and you got the game at 7:30 and you're out all day, you can't make it. But you get home, you get in the room, and
there it is,
and you turn it on.
Pros and cons about East Coast watching sport back East, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, when are we on again? We haven't been on.
Storage
Wars.
Yeah, we're on Sunday, which is great because we're on at 7 p.m. and at 10 p.m. So we'll be
able
to
see. It's the same episode?
Same episode.
So if you miss us at the early episode, or the early time, you can get us on the late time.
Yeah, and those are East Coast time, so 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock here, but we will be East Coast time on Sunday. I think the pageant ends at 6.
No, the pageant probably will start at 6 or 7.
So we will miss the 7 p.m. show, but after the crown is given and after the hopeful after party, we'll be in our room by 10:30 to see our episode.
Good.
share with the...
Although I might be out partying at the downtown in D.C. because we will be D.C. adjacent.
Really?
So there's a lot of places that I think need to be visited.
Really?
For the tastemakers in
oh,
D.C.
Oh, and where, one place you got to set up to visit, Ben's Chili Bowl.
Talk
right. about that,
Ben's
Mark.
Chili Bowl, a staple in Washington, D.C. since the 40s. Let's see, I guess the last eight presidents have been to the Ben's Chili Bowl.
Eight presidents.
Yeah. So it's a staple in Washington, D.C., best chili in town. I myself have eaten there before. I don't know if it's the best chili I've had, but we're looking forward to retrying it again and you trying it for the first time. So
that's how it goes. Yeah. No burgers, no hot dogs.
Well, they got all sorts of stuff.
But it's Ben's Chili's Bowl.
Right.
So
Ben's Chili Bowl, right? That's what they're famous for.
It comes in a nice big bowl.
They got the big bowl, the small bowl. They got it any way you want it. It's the whole chili menu. They got with this, with that, the other thing, sriracha sauce, cheese, cheddar, parmesan. You know, it's
onion,
the whole.
Olives,
everything.
The whole. So you could have. So we get a nice big bowl. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Does it come with cornbread?
It comes any way you want. If you want cornbread on the side, you get it. But otherwise, if you just want the bowl comes just the bowl. You got to pay all these extras, accessories.
And what do you recommend? What did you get?
I got Ben's Chili Bowl.
I got the
original.
Plain?
Sure.
Do they got a hot and spicy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. I want mine with
hot, spicy, mild,
all
cheddar.
The accompaniments.
Yeah, well, it's there. You got the onions, the extra stuff. It's going to be fantastic. So big shout out to Ben's Chili Bowl. We'll get to the review a week from today when we return. So we got that going on for us, right?
Let's see. Eric sent me a picture here. What did he send me a picture of?
Yeah. So we're on TV. No more episodes until Sunday. The rest of the week, we're not on. So tune your DVD. Check your DVRs for next Saturday or Sunday at 7 and 10:30.
Eric, thanks for the picture. He sent us a photo of him and his girlfriend, and it says he's located in God's country. That's right. Eric is religious these days, and good for you, Eric. We all need some of that. Now you go every Sunday, so great picture. Thanks for it, Eric, and it looks good. You look happy.
Yep.
I think the Tennessee air has made you a much happier person.
Yep.
So good for you.
Good. Good.
Right on.
Okay.
All right.
And also, you know, we've got our Storage Wars on next week, but, you know, we're currently filming a new episode of the Harris Brothers World of WoW. But until that new episode is ready to be seen, you can still watch the Harris Brothers World of WoW on www.firstrun.tv. The thing is airing 24/7, 365, anywhere you want, airport, car, at home, laptop, Android, desktop, iPad, anywhere, smartphone. You want to watch us, tune in, firstrun.tv. Go to the Harris Brothers World of WoW. There we are. It's a good 20-minute
episode.
Well,
let's not forget, Mark, about a couple minutes with the Harris Brothers now.
Right.
Every Friday on YouTube.
Exactly. On the WoW Creations YouTube channel.
That's right, and that's exactly what it is. It's a couple minutes with the Harris Brothers.
No more, no less.
A couple minutes with the Harris Brothers, updated from wherever we are, giving you an overview on what's happening, where we are, what's going on. A couple minutes with the Harris Brothers on YouTube every Friday. Can't say it's at 8 o'clock. Can't say it's at 10 o'clock. All I can tell you is every Friday, a couple minutes with the Harris Brothers on the YouTube channel.
YouTube.com, WoW Creations channel.
Wow.
A couple minutes with the Harris Brothers.
How about that?
Should be interesting because next week, or our next episode is going to be from Maryland.
Yeah. Cool.
Or it might be in D.C.
Literally cool. Maybe from
Ben's
Chili Bowl.
Yeah, might be anywhere. Who knows?
Hey, there a football game in Baltimore this weekend?
The Ravens? I don't know.
Well, we wouldn't be able to attend anyhow.
No, Sunday's a busy day. Sunday's pageant day.
Yeah, oh well. Hey, you know, we didn't talk about this last week. I know how we both feel about this whole thing, this Ebola crisis that's going on. I mean, what are your thoughts on what's happening, Mark? I know you're very...
Well, it's out of control. In my opinion, and this should have been done weeks ago, and you have a complete shutdown. Nobody in or out of those two countries in West Africa, or I guess it's Guinea. There's about three countries over there. Liberia, three countries. Shut them out. Nobody in and out, period.
Lock the borders.
Nobody has to leave that country. They got no business that needs to be done.
Is it that difficult? Just say nobody's coming in.
No, there's a bunch of warlords that run the country. That's the problem. So,
hey, and didn't recently one of the patients, weren't they transported to, Bethesda, Maryland, last week.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
And where are we headed on Thursday?
North Bethesda.
How about that?
Yeah. But I think that person has already cleared.
I don't care. We're going to Ebola country.
I agree.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to be getting myself. In fact, my youngest daughter, Whitney, gave me a pack of hand wipes today.
Yeah, big deal.
To use on the plane. And, you know, I got to do, you know. Carrie does that when we travel.
Yeah.
She takes out the hand wipe and she says.
Oh, yeah?
Because the planes get cleaned. Once a month.
Wow.
Once a month. Yeah. So,
but even though in the Ebola thing, you get it transfers by
I don't even. This is, I'm never even concerned about germs, bug, anything whatsoever. But
I get more concerned about as I'm.
Yeah. I made a joke this morning. I says I might need to get one of those surgical masks and wear that on the plane this weekend.
Right. Huh?
You know. Yeah. And we should take a picture and post it. Us getting on the plane, both wearing the surgical mask.
Crazy.
With a bottle of sanitizer. Yep. You know, Whitney doesn't travel anywhere before we sit down and eat. She breaks out the sanitizer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's heavy duty stuff.
Yeah.
And
you know what they say also at the gas station, the pumps are smothered with germs.
Gosh, yeah.
You know, I'm surprised they don't have.
You're right about
wipes.
That.
Yeah. But you know, you go into a lot of stores now, Sprouts, a lot of stores, they have the sanitizer
Trader
outside.
Joe's.
I'm surprised they don't have that at the gas stations because, like I said, the pumps, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I forget who just told me about that. I didn't give that any thought.
Yeah.
But those pumps are. Constantly.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. Constantly, nonstop.
I got a feeling, though, if I start with the sanitizer or the wipes once, I'm going to go over the edge and get addicted to it.
I don't know. I think there's you can do it, within reason.
Inglenook wine. I got this latest.
We're talking about the 70s right now, Inglenook?
I just broke up and I got my new Rob report, and it came.
Who's on the cover? Let me check the cover. What's on the cover?
There's a sports car on the cover. This is the Rob report host guide. This came with the subscription.
I never got that. When did you get the...
Yesterday.
I'm
just glancing through right now, under California and Italian wine, up at the top, it's Inglenook. They got
a new
logo, yeah, Inglenook.
So Inglenook is still around.
Yeah. This is a $200 bottle. I wonder if this is... I wonder if this is the same Inglenook.
Right. I mean, perhaps it's revamped.
Yeah.
Maybe the prophet got a hold of it.
I mean, even the logo looks. Look at this. Could you see it up here? Inglenook? But yeah,
oh,
Inglenook
yeah, right,
and.
Right. That looks like a Coppola bottle.
Yeah, it does. But this is a $200 bottle.
Wow.
So
now, can you tell the difference between a $100 bottle of wine and a $200 bottle of wine?
I got to say, the most expensive wine I've ever had was $100. And I mean, I'm not an aficionado. I couldn't tell you, but it tasted like a good bottle of wine. Now, I know cheap wine like Charles Shaw or like $3 or $4, that tastes cheap. But the question is, is there a difference between a $10 bottle and a $29 bottle?
Or a $50 and a $100?
Yeah. You might be able to taste the difference with a $100 and $200 bottle. But when you go into a friend's house or family for dinner and you want to bring a nice bottle of wine, what's going to make the decision between the $19 bottle and like the $39 bottle?
Exactly.
Label with me and the name.
But then again, a lot of those $39 bottles or $59 bottles, the average layman like us will not
know
the name.
That's what I'm saying.
We know the affordable bottles.
Right. But if you go to a Vons or a Ralph's or a supermarket and the wine aisles now, more than ever, they have a lot of the $39 and $49 bottles. But if I'm going to stick to something $19 or $22, I'm going by the coolest name or the coolest label. And nowadays, a lot of them have great labels and names.
Yeah, and they know that. That's why they package it that way.
Yeah, so that's what's going to work for me. Because if I'm not a wine snob, I'm not, and there's a million bottles out there, my budget is $24, I don't know what to get.
But I can't see a market at the $50 to $100 price range.
Yeah.
I can't see there being
a
market.
Who's buying that?
That's what I don't know. Because if you can afford to spend the $100 or $75, maybe you're going to go a little bit higher. But the $50 to $100 bottle of wine, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And I'm not a connoisseur, but I'd like to have a sampling of a $50 bottle, a $30 bottle, and like a $20 bottle and see which one I can tell is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, taste test.
Maybe we ought to do an episode on that, Mark.
Yeah, okay.
A taste test.
Yeah, yeah.
Make a note. I'm going to make a note right now.
Okay, good.
Episode taste test.
Yeah, so... All right, so that's what we got going on. We're leaving. When we are leaving? We are leaving Thursday morning. Nonstop. We've got the nonstop flight from LAX.
Boy, I like the nonstop.
To DC.
However, here we go, Mark. Do you like flying nonstop from LAX, which we hate, or Burbank, which is close, but we have to make a stop?
I think my preference is that. Burbank and a stop.
We're going to Maryland this week nonstop from LAX. We're going to Alabama nonstop from LAX. But for Miami, in 4 weeks, we're going out of Burbank, which is 20 minutes from where we live, but we're stopping in San Francisco and then flying to Washington.
I like the stopover if you can knock out a couple hours. But if we're only flying to San Francisco, it's still a five-hour flight from Frisco to Boca, to Fort Lauderdale.
As opposed to if you were going to Atlanta or Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we're starting over again.
Yeah, right, exactly.
In fact, we're going farther because we're going up north. So,
yeah.
But, again... We're flying out of Burbank, which we love.
And every time you go out of Burbank, you say the same thing. This is great. It's the best airport out there. It's the most convenient. It's easy.
Nonstop is great.
That's true. But nonstop could be a long flight nowadays. A 5.5 hour flight's a long time to be just sitting there.
That's correct, but yep. Only one up, one down. You know, we're flying to San Francisco. We're up once, we're down.
Yeah, from well, San I just hope American Airlines got that, the little video screen.
Did you see that flight landing in Portugal yesterday?
No.
You know, Portugal is known for their winds, I guess, where the airport is.
I never knew that.
Oh, I didn't know that either. But according to the news, boy, kudos to this pilot. Right on the landing, he was tilted like this. It was almost tilted all the way up like this.
Wow.
It was so windy. He got it on the ground fine, but I don't know how you could Google it, but I went from
well,
one.
You could easily Google it. Portugal plane landing.
Yeah. But this was crazy.
I mean, you got the Shark's Treasure thing last night, didn't you?
Yeah, how about that?
With
huh?
Juanito?
I forgot to say thanks for sending it along.
With Juanito?
When I saw Shark's Treasure, I thought it was going to be We Ain't Going to Split.
I couldn't find that one. Yeah, that's what I looked for, but I found the Juanito.
So Juanito never put the bikini on,
though. No, he got his brains bashed up.
Yeah,
by,
that dude beat the crap out of him with that belt.
Mongolian,
that looked
guy.
Familiar. He looked like he was on a couple
a
episodes
lot of, stuff
of
in the 70s.
Gilligan's Island and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you know what I watched last night? It's on Happy TV or Me TV. In addition to TVing a couple episodes of Rockford Files, which is fantastic, I got The Love Boat, but I also got what was great was That Girl with Dick Shawn and Ruth Buzzy.
Great.
Yeah, Dick Shawn was great. He's signing autographs back in the restaurant. He's in the corner.
Oh, he's playing himself?
Yeah, he's playing himself because she's got a new agent, and her agent wanted to be seen with Dick Shawn. So he's in the corner signing autographs, wearing a tuxedo It was great. What a coin in. Boyfriend, Donald Hollinger, played by Ted Bessel. But great.
I love it.
67.
Gosh.
1967.
I've been watching All in the Family lately. On the new Family Network. And yesterday's episode, they had Charles Durning on there, which is great because in these early 70s, you see a little bit of everybody that comes up to on these shows. Roscoe Lee Brown. I don't know if you remember Roscoe Lee Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Street Talk. He was on Friday's episode of All in the Family, which is great. So, yeah, the Family Network that I've got, they've got some really cool old shows, but not the really, really good ones like what you've just talking about. You know, That Girl and...
Larry Storch was on the episode of Love Boat yesterday.
Funny you mentioned Larry Storch. He was on last week's episode of All in the Family.
Right. Larry Storch, Peter Graves, Van Johnson.
Wow.
Van Johnson. And who else? Corny, man.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what we were watching in the 70s?
Loved it. That was great
Things
stuff.
Were simple.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah,
know,
great TV viewing.
But, and then I got, like I said, three episodes of Rockford Files. So
that's great, too. One of my favorite shows of all time. But you know what? Yesterday I was Googling. I was trying to find Shark's Treasure thing. But anyhow, I ended up getting Orson Welles' last interview on the Merv Griffin Show, which was great.
Oh, he died right after that.
Right after he died. And Charlton Heston's last interview he ever did. Did you know he had Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
that was like the last year of his life, I think, or the last 2 years.
Well, yeah, last couple of years, which I didn't even know that, but...
Yeah.
For our listeners around the world who want to stay in touch and keep in touch with the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers, the Twins of Swag, the Kings of Swag, and us, you can always drop us a line at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. You could also drop us a line at wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. And we're always looking for more friends on Facebook, so please...
Mark, I finally, by the way, I allowed Oleg to be a follower.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Oleg, if you're listening,
welcome on board.
For
the last 2 months, Oleg has been wanting to become a follower, and for some reason, we just haven't pushed confirm. So, Oleg, welcome on board.
Yeah, welcome on board, Oleg. So, if you want to be a friend with us on Facebook, facebook.com/wowcreations. And also Twitter, man. We are constantly expanding with Twitter.
Two accounts.
Yeah. We've got wowcreations/wowhollywood. And
we
what's
got
the
Kings
other
of
one?
Swag at A&E.
Okay. So we've got two Twitter accounts going crazy out there. So follow us on the Twitter. Also LinkedIn. We must have gotten 100 new followers on LinkedIn just recently. So it's Wow Creations, LinkedIn, Wow Creations. So LinkedIn, Facebook, two accounts through Twitter. We've got the MySpace account. We've got
Instagram.
The Twitter account. We've got the Instagram account. So, you know, we're big on social media, so get a hold of us by way of that. And you could also listen to us here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, the Tastemakers at www.latalkradio.com.
We'll have a lot to talk about next Tuesday, coming
back
on Monday from Maryland.
We've got our show, Storage Wars, on Sunday. You could watch that twice. You could see us any day, 24/7, 365, around the world on your computer with the Harris Brothers World of WoW at firstrun.tv. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. You know, we're doing the Miss New York USA pageant in January as well. So if you've got brands, products, services that you'd like to be involved in the gift bag, get a hold of us. We'd love to have you in the gift bag. We're also doing our Oscar event in February. So if you'd like to get involved with that, contact us to get involved with that.
Did you mention when you were talking about social media, that what was the original one?
MySpace, before,
yeah. Did you mention that? Yeah,
sure.
Have you been on that lately?
No. Who's got time to get on that? I got other stuff to do, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Watch the Lakers tonight. Watch the World Series tonight.
Watch the Clippers tonight.
Oh, they don't play tonight.
Oh, okay.
And right. You didn't even know that.
Yeah. I did. I just got it mixed up. I knew they were on Friday. But
they are on tomorrow, too.
Yeah. So enjoy your sports. Go Royals. Go Clippers. And enjoy the day. Get out there. Get something good to eat. Life is short. Enjoy every minute of it.
Ben's Chili Bowl next week.
So, yeah, this weekend. So have a good time, and thanks for listening to The Tastemakers. Until next week, enjoy, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, ciao, goodbye, good night, enjoy.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.